Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now in Kiddushin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, and as promised, the final podcast of the Sugya of Eved Ivri. We're taking a look at the analysis of the second half of the Mishnah, which deals with Ritzia, both how an Eved Nirtza becomes an Eved Nirtza, and also how he gets free. So, HaNirtza Nikna Ritzia, that's fairly straightforward. The text explicitly says that he punches his ear with the awl and he becomes his slave forever. The next piece is that these pieces are also fairly straightforward. He is his slave, the slave of the master. Velota ben velota bat. This is something we already saw. Le'olam, what does it mean forever? Le'olam shel Yovel. It does not mean forever literally, but rather for the duration of Yovel. And that again is something that we already saw in the context of the tension between Vishavtem and Le'olam that we already encountered. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, Martzea. The Torah says that you have to use an awl. Ein li ela Martzea, all I know from that is an awl. Minan arbot hasul, vasira, v'machat, v'makteach, v'machtev, any sort of an implement that'll make a hole. Tanu lomar v'lakachta. Take. We'll see how this works. The rabot kol davar shenikach b'yad. Anything you could take in your hand that's going to make the hole. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe limits a bit more. Ma Martzea miyuchad shematecha, just like an awl is metal. Kol shamatechet, you have to use something that's metal. Anything metal is fine, right? Which means that you could not use a wood or something else, but any other metal would be fine. Davar acher, this is not Rebbe necessarily, this is the bright itself. Hamartzea lahavi hamartzea gadol. What did it say? Hamartzea, say you could use really a huge awl. Amar Abelazar, Yudan Rebbe Hayad Doresh, we have an old drasha. Shein rotzim, ein rotzim ela b'milta. When they do the ritzia, it's in the lobe of the ear. You cannot do ritzia on an Eved Ivri use a coin. Why? They should not sabal mum, that'll make him bal mum and unfit for the avoda. Now, that doesn't work. If Yudim Ribi really thinks that they put it through his lobe, that doesn't make him a bal mum. And it means that they do the ritzia on the higher part where the cartilage is of the ear, and that's why it would be a bal mum. Now, going back to the original discussion of matechet or not, Mamaikim Palgi, what's the disagreement about? The Rebbe Darish Klali Uprati. Rebbe darshens the general approach to finding general and specific terms using the rules of Klal Uprat, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda uses Ribui Umiut. So let's see how Rebbe does it. V'lakachta, take, meaning taking anything, Klal. Martzea is a specific. Beozno vadelet, in his ear in the door, meaning anything that will go through the ear in the door, chazava kalal. What's the rule of klal uprat uklal? It has to be something that has a significant similarity to the example. Ma'aprat mfurash shamatechet, just like the awl, is metal of kol shamatechet, anything that's metal. Now, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Darish ribuyo miyuti, he learns instead the system of ribuyo miyut, velakachta riba. Velakachta, again, says take anything. Martzea is a limiter. There's no vadelet chazav riba. What's the rule of riba umiyet v'riba? Riba akol, it includes everything. So my Rabbi Koldavar, everything's included. My miyet, so the miyut is there just to exclude one thing. Miyet sum. It's knocking out a drug, meaning something that doesn't physically pierce, but rather you place it on it and it kind of burns a hole, maybe acid. Okay, so that's their machloket. Now, parenthetically, at the end of that bright, it said, hamartzea la vi martzea hagadol. My mashma, how do we get that from, how do you get the Martzea Gadol from Hamartzea? Kedamarava Hayarech, in the story of Yaakov's wrestling with the angel, says that he touched him on Kaf Hayarech, literally the curve of the ball of the joint of the thigh. Hayarech. Hamiyumenet Shibiyarech, the strongest one, which is how we know, at least that opinion, that says it's only the right sinew, the sinew of the right thigh that is asur. Therefore, again, the definite article, hey, tells you the specific one, hamartzea, meaning the big all. But in this case, it's not a limiter in saying only the big all, but rather even a huge all. Okay, Amar Balazar Yudim Ribi Hayadoris. This is still on in the bright. Shehen Rotzin Rotzin of Milta. Chomer Man Ivri Koin Nirtza. So I already used that to disprove the the lobe. But now we have to discuss this issue about Mineshin Asa Balmum, that he can't do it because he'll become Balmum. V'yasa Balmum, let him become a Balmum. After all, the Torah says you have to punch it, so let him become Balmum and not do the Avoda. Rav Shila, Amar Kora V'shava Mishpachto, an Eved Ivri, when he's done, goes back to his family. What does that mean? L'muchzak Mishpachto. Has to go back to his status in his family. Ibayelu Eved Ivri Kohen. Maushim Sol Rabo Shifchakrani. So let's look further into the possible unique situation of an Eved Ivri who's a Kohen. Can the master give him a Shifcha Kranit? After all, an Eved Ivri could never marry this girl even if she was freed. So do we say Chidushu? But the Torah presented a Chidush, an innovative law regarding an Eved Ivri, and therefore Loshna Kohanim, Loshna Yisrael, maybe it applies equally to everybody. Odil Mashani Kohanim, however, Ribamen Mehakatubi, Tzvot Yeterot, maybe Kohanim are different and aren't included in this relatively blanket permission because they have lots of extra mitzvot. So the answer is Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Asur. Rav said that he gives him a Shifcha Kranit, Shmuel says he doesn't. So Rav Nachman, Rav Anan. Rav Nachman, who was a student of Shmuel, said to another student of Shmuel, Rav Anan, Kavitu Bemar Shmuel, when you were in Shmuel's house, Biskumdri Talitu, were you playing cards? Were you playing with things? You weren't listening? My Tamalo Taimur Lemihai, why didn't you disprove Shmuel, who said you can't give the Kohen a Shifcha Kranit from the following statement? You can't do the Ritzi on Eved Kohen because you make him Balmum. That means that for no other reason is getting in the way, no other issue is getting in the way of him becoming an Eved Nirtza. Tomer Ein Rabo Mosel Shifcha Kranit. If you think he can't give a Shifcha Kranit, typically the Ma'ina Hafti Tadunit, Ishtivet Panay, Vileika. After all, an Irtza has to start by being married to a Shifcha Kranit, having a relationship with a Shifcha Kranit, and having kids with her, saying, I don't want to leave them. So if he can't give them that, an Eved Ivri Kohen is not even in the Parsha for consideration for Ritzia. Alright? So too low midi. That's it. So really, we should say that absolutely, an Eved Ivri Kohen could have a Shifcha Kranit. There's another issue for Tzia. Ibailu, Kohen Maubi Fator. So now that we're talking about a Kohen and the possibility of a Kohen having his own unique laws relaxed along with the rest of Israel when there's a blanket permission for something like Shifcha Kananit, let's take it to another quasi-marital situation. That's Yifatoar, the beautiful captive woman mentioned in Dvarim Chafalef. Do we say that Chidushu, after all, this is all innovative, again, the same argument. So again, Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Aser. Rav says, a Kohen may have a Yifat Torah, Shmuel says he may not. So now, there's two ways to analyze this machloket. Bevia Rishon HaKuliyama L'Pligi D'Shari. Perhaps everybody agrees, Rav and Shmuel agrees, that the first bia with her, the Torah allows. That's because the Torah recognizes it's wartime, it's a beautiful woman, the Yitzhara is going to get the best of you. However we understand this statement, and we'll see a little bit more about it later, the Torah permits it. Kipligi, when's their machloket, bevia shnia, whether or not the Kohen could then marry her and have a full relationship with her. Rav Amar Mutar, why? Shmuel Amar Aser. Rav Amar Mutar, hoyal v'shtar yeshtari. After all, the Torah permitted it. Once it's Mutar, it's Mutar. This woman's not Mutar, then Aser. Nothing changed in her. Shmuel Amar Aser, why? Da'havi la Gioret. She's a Gioret. A coin's not allowed to marry a Gioret. You're converting her. Gioret the coin lochazia. Right? So, and by the way, that would mean even if this was a girl who was, theoretically, never had bia with anyone. The only bia she ever had was this Kohen, the bia Rishona. But then he converts her. A Kohen can't marry a Gioret. Now, that's one take. Ika Damri, some people say, V'yashnia kolam elo pligit asira, that Rav and Shmuel agree that the second bia is always asir. The Kohen could never keep the Yifat Torah. The only question is, Tavali Gioret, ki pligi bia Rishona. The only question is, could they have bia Rishona? Rav Amar Mutar, why? The Halodi B'Torah can get Yitzhahara. The Kohen's Yitzhahara is no different than anybody else's. And if the Torah permitted something which is generally forbidden, be to mollify the Yitzhahara and keep it from doing maybe worse things or getting out of control, so that's going to be true about the Kohen. Ushmuel Amar Asur, why? Kolhecha the Karina Be'vahavital Toch Be'techa. Anytime that you could fulfill the entire Parsha, bring her into your house and having her wear the mourning clothes and weep and etc., and then finally marry her, Karina Bevarita Vashivya, then we could talk about seeing her and being attracted to her. But any time that you can't apply the full measure of Yifat Torah, marrying her, etc., then we won't apply it. Now, we're going to parenthetically, on this tangent, interpret the Psukim, in Pasuk number 6 on the page, about the Ifator. Vraita bashivya, meaning bishat shivya, only at the time of captivity when you see her. Eshet, meaning afilo eshet ish, even if she's married to someone, obviously non-Jewish, you could take her in the Shivya. Yifator, what's that? Lo dibrat Torah al kanei Yetzirah. Why did the Torah describe her as a gorgeous woman? Because the Torah is addressing the Yetzirah. Why? Mutav, and I told you there'd be a bit more on this. That's this. Mutav sheyuchlu Yisrael basar tmutot shchutot. Better that Am Yisrael should eat something that at least has shchita, meaning that at least has proper supervision of the law, as it were. As opposed to eating nevelot. In other words, it's wrong. The Torah is not happy about it. But we know you're going to do it anyways because of the circumstances. Therefore, it's better that you should do it under the provisions of the law. V'chashakta, if you lust after her, avbishenana'ah. It doesn't mean she's beautiful. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You want her. Ba, v'lo ba b'chaverta. You love her, but not her and her friend, meaning you can only take one yifator. V'lakachta, you take her, likuchin yesh lechava, that means kiddushin work. L'chal li'isha, shloi kach shtei nashim, achat lo v'achat l'viv, you can't grab two, bring one home for your father, it's only you the soldier. Achat lo v'achat l'vno. V'haveta, you bring her into the house, melamed shloi yachatzena melchama, you're not allowed to make her work and act like a prisoner of war and everything else, you have to rather, and you can't rape her there, rather you bring her into the house and you allow her to do all of the customs of mourning and everything and only after that. Okay, now we go back to Nirtza. Imamor Yomar, it says, Imamor Yomar Ha'Eved, if the Eved indeed says, how are we darshaning that? Ad Shiomar Vishnah, he has to say it twice. He says, I really want to stay. Now I really want to stay, almost like a ger. We're going to fix this in a minute. If he said, I want to stay at the beginning of the 6 years and didn't say at the end, then we don't do it. Because he has to say, I don't want to go out free. Now, how that works, very strange. Why would he even say it at the beginning? He just got there. He has to say it at the time of leaving. All right, so the first thing is, if he said it at the beginning but not at the end, then he's not Nirtza because he has to say, I don't want to go free. What if he said it at the end and didn't say it at the beginning? Eino nirtza shenemar imamor yomar ha'eved, meaning ad shemar k'shu eved. He has to say it while he's still an eved. Now, amar t'chad sheish v'lo amar b'sof sheish eino nirtza shenemar t'zei chofshi. Why do you have to say that? Teipak leiv d'bayinan, havti t'adunia t'shti v'panai v'leika. If he didn't say it at the end, then the whole parsha doesn't make sense because the whole thing's built upon him saying, I don't want to leave my family. V'tu amar b'sof sheish v'lo amar t'chad sheish eino nirtza shenemar ha'eved. Atusof sheish lav eved hu? Understand, at the beginning he's an eved, at the end of the six he's not an eved anymore. So amarava bitchilat pruta achrona ubesof pruta achrona. What it means is that when he's come to the end of his term, remember we said he has to say it twice, he has to say it before his term is over and when his term is over. Alright, but all of these, meaning he has to say it while he's an eved, and then he has to say it when he's about to leave, say, I don't want to leave. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Lo isha ubanim ularabo in isha ubanim. Let's say that an Eved Ivri is married, back at home, and his master is single. Eino nirtza, can't be in Ritzia. Why? Shenamar ki avchav et betacha. The Eved stays because he loves you and your household. What's your household? Your family. L'rabo isha uvanim v'lo in isha uvanim. Flip it. Let's say the master is married and has kids, but he is not. Eino nirtza, why? Shenamar havdi et adoni et ishti ve panai. They say, I love my family. Hu ohevet rabo v'rabo eino ohevo. What if he really likes his master and the master doesn't like him? Eino nirtza. The master is not forced to keep him. Shneamar ki tov lo imach. Why is it good? Because it's good for him with you. Meaning that he enjoys your company and you enjoy his. Rabo avo v'u eino ohevet rabo. If his master loves him, but that's not requited. Eino nirtza. Why? Shneamar ki ahevcha. Because he loves you. And of course that makes sense. Why would he want to stay? Hu cholev rabo eino cholev. Let's say he's sickly, but the master is not. Eino nirtza. Why? Shneamar ki tov lo imach. They have to be sort of in the same league. Rabo cholev eino cholev. Eino nirtza. Shneamar imach. Again, the same thing. Now, bar rabibi rabaye. Shneam cholin mai. What if they're both sick? They're the same, but they're not tov. Imach ba'in va'ika. Odem ki tov lo imach ba'in va'leika. The answer is teiku. It's unclear what the real desideratum here is. That they both be the same, or they have a good. What's this? And we saw this brayta. Imach machal, imach mishteh, shlo teha, ta ochel pat nekiyah, ochel pat kiber, ta shote yayin, yashan mehu shote yayin chadash, ta yishan agave mochin, vo yashan agave teven. Can I recall? Can I have it ivri? Can I have it done? That's why. I won't translate it. We just did it a few minutes ago. Tana Rabbanan. V'yatsa meimach, huva navimo. Rav Shimon imhunim kar banavanotav minim karim says that at Yovel he and his sons go free. Well, he was sold. Why would his sons go free from what? They weren't sold. Mikan shirabo chayim zinot banav. This proves that the master has to feed his children. If he's married, his wife goes out with him. Same question. His wife wasn't sold. You see, the master has to feed the wife too. Why do we need both of these? If the Torah said he has to feed the sons, because they don't know, then I can't work. But his wife, who can work, let her get a job. If the Torah said he has to feed his wife, the law of dircha la'adure, it's not proper, not nice for a wife to go around begging. But kids who go around begging, as we see many times in the ancient world, aim alo, maybe he doesn't have to feed him. Tzricha, therefore we need both. Tana Rabbanan. Ilu nemar ozno badelet, if it said that you pierce his ear into the door, that you would put him against the door and drive a stake into the door facing his ear. Delet in oznolo into the door, but not into his ear. Va'ozen lo, how could I possibly think of skipping the ear? Vaktiv ratzal donavat ozno bamartzea, you're going to use an awl to his ear. Halaitim, this is what I would have said. Yiratzen lo ozen me'abroi, you pierce the ear separately. And then you would place it against the door. And then you punch a hole in the door near the ear. Far less painful. Therefore the Torah says, in his ear, in the door. How do you do that? You punch through the ear until the wall hits the door. Now, I don't know whether the door has to be in the frame or it could be on the floor or just being held up. Therefore it says mezuzat tavait. You have to hold him up to the doorpost. Ma mezuzah mu'umah, just like the mezuzah is only standing up, it's the frame. Avdela nami mu'umah, the door has to also be standing. Yochman Zakaya Doreshot Amikra Hazekmin Chomer. He had a beautiful little drasha. Ma nishtana ozin mikol evim shebaguf. Why the ear? Why is the ear pierced? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the ear that heard on Har Sinai, when I came and said, Am Yisrael is my avadim, avadim, and not slaves to slaves. This guy went and bought a master for himself, that ear should be pierced. He had a different drasha. Again, kmin chomer meaning a pack of beautiful jewels. Why the door in the mezuzah? They were my witnesses in Egypt. When I jumped over or protected over the doorways, and I said to Kibnei Yisrael Avadim, of course he didn't say it there, that's in Vayikra, and at Har Sinai, the idea is that he demonstrated the chosenness of Am Yisrael and redeemed them from slavery, and they're not supposed to be slaves to slaves, I'm taking them out of Egypt for that purpose, and I took them out from slavery to freedom. And this guy went and bought a master for himself, he should have his ear pierced right in front of those doors that are witnesses to what I said in Mitzrayim. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We've finished the sugya of Eved Ivri. In the next podcast, pick up Handaf Chafbet Amud Bet with the sugya of Eved Kanani. Everyone should have a wonderful day.